Becoming an Overcomer by Paul Bucknell.
Kaka wanyalo bedo joloch.
Session 1, The Spirit of the Overcomer.
Gimomiyo nyaka wabed joloch.
Learn to deal with hopelessness now.
Bedo kaka inyalo konyo bedo maonge gi.
My life is really mixed.
Ngimana okikore.
I grew up in a non-Christian home.
Nadongo e dala ma ok jo Kristo.
But the Lord called me to be His around 12 years old.
To Nyasaye noluonga mondo abed ng'ate e ndalo igi kande iga 12.
And then when I was in university studying engineering, He called me into ministry.
Kane ane e mbalariany kasomo engineering.
So, during the 1980s, I was a church planter in Taiwan and China. So, if you want to practice your Chinese with me, you can. But I'm sorry, I don't know Luo.
It's almost like Chinese.
Oh, okay. And but then my wife had some serious asthma, my oldest daughter, so we went back to the States and we were pastoring at a Chinese church. And so that was for 10 years. And then 2000, the Lord called me to start this ministry. I think I'll tell you more about that later. Because it was a great challenge to my life, to my family. But I am so excited about what God wants to do through His Word in our lives. And I want you to think, one, for yourself. What is God going to do to teach me? But I also want you to think, how is God going to teach me so I can teach others? That's why you have a handout. That's why you'll have MP3 access later, if you want. Because this will help you individually in ministering to people. And maybe large groups. But it is meant to be transforming. Because it certainly was for me. I grew up in a broken home. I had a lot of personal problems. And as I became a Christian, I didn't know how to work through those problems. And so this, God gave to me to help us, to help me to understand what how He changed me. As well as to speed up the growth of God's people. So when you lead someone to know the Lord, Jesus. Yes, they know Jesus. Yes, they have a promise of heaven.
Yes, nitiji mang'eny mong'eyo Kristo, nitiji mang'eny man kod thoro mar polo.
But there's so much more.
But to nitie mang'eny moloyo, just moloyo mana wach polo.
And what I've found is that the church has been cheated and cheats itself.
Gima aseyudo ni kanisa osewuondore kendo osewuondi.
God has given us so much, but we only have little pockets. And so we just take a little and we leave the rest behind. Oh, but God has so much more. And so this course here is actually a preparatory course to biblical counseling.
Oh, Somo mwaneno ni en somo makonyo wa mondo waikre kaka wanyalo konyo jo Kristo e yor gach.
It's called becoming an overcomer.
Iluonge ni bedo ng'at malocho.
Sometimes you might see the abbreviation D2, discipleship 2.
Inyalo neno gimondik ne loso jo lokre D2 and dariyo.
Yeah, discipleship 2.
Meko loso jo pujire Yesu number 2.
Because there's a discipleship 1 course.
Bedo jo pujire Yesu en course mar bedo jo pujire Yesu achiel.
I'll briefly introduce that in a moment. But this is the second level. So, I'm just again so glad to be with you here. God wants us to grow.
Nyasaye dwaro mondo wadongi.
He wants us to thrive in his presence.
Odwaro mondo wabed jogo makare mbelene.
And so hopefully I'm right here still on introduction, by the way.
Antiere poda miumana mana rotoro.
Yeah. So if you get lost where I am, just raise your hand and I'll tell you where I am.
Kama antiere titimu mana badia ngisi kama antiere bugni.
It's to make it personal for you.
Yeah.
And so we're on session 1, be the spirit of the overcomer. You know, I find that the most believers have some questions that pastors don't often answer.
Ayudo ne nitie jo Kristo mang'eny man kod penjo ma pastor ok dwoki.
I don't know why.
Ok ang'e nang'o.
There are questions that I had, but no one ever answered them.
Nitie penjo mane an godo to ng'ato, onge ng'ato mane nyalo dwokogi.
You know, sometimes they're talking about other things, but they're not talking about the questions that I have for my own life.
Samoro gi wuoyo kuom weche moko to giwuo kuom weche madwoko penjo ma an godo e ngimana.
So I turn the page and you'll see under session 1, missing questions, right? Missing answers.
Aseloko page 1, mang'iso kuom penjo molal.
Mm-hmm. You know, so these are some of the questions. You know, one area of my life holds me back. How can I make a breakthrough in that area? Now, some areas we're very strong as believers. But what about those weak areas? You know, sometimes we want to go forward, right? God's moving in our life. God is blessing our ministry. But somehow that weak area comes about. And it's like a balloon. It pops.
And ochalo balloon ma mokuote chweto go muyarumu.
Sometimes we ask the question, well, I want to grow spiritually, but how? What's next? Or maybe you say, well, I heard how God blesses people through his word, but he doesn't bless me. Or I want to disciple others, but how do I do that? So we're going to be working through some of these questions. It's so important for us to be able to understand God addresses the issues we face in life. So I have two large goals through this series.
And called the goals an kod weche ariyo ne madongo kuom weche.
John describes a Christian life in three levels.
John ano oloso kuom kit ngima mar Kristo e sidinja de.
So this seminar focuses on bringing you from level 2 to level 3.
Seminar ginene kunjini biro golie e kindam ndamo mokuongo to teri ndamo mar ariyo.
At the same time, it's helping you to train others, disciple others to take them from 2 to level 3.
Bende obiro konyi mondo igol jok moko ipuonji mondo igole ndamo mar ariyo.
You see, John has written these words.
John anoniko wechegi.
1 John 2:14.
Johana mokuongo, Johana
1 John 2:14.
Johana mokuongo sura 2 kwan 10 kod 4.
You notice the three levels here?
Iwinjo ondama dekgo.
I'm sorry, the print is very small here, but the verse is here on your handout.
Oh. Atimu mos nindiko tito tindo. To
1 John 2:12-14. It says, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
Johana sulachiel, Johana mokuongo sulachiel, kwan ariyo, apar kod ang'wen, wacho kama, asendikonu nyithindo, nikech ung'eyo wuoro. Asendikonu wuone nikech ung'eyo jal mane nitie nyaka chakruok. Asendikonu yawuowi nikech un gi teko kendo weche Nyasaye osiko eiu kendo oseloyo ng'ama rachno.
In verse 12 and 13 it talks about the babe. That's the new believer.
E kare apar kod oloso kuom ng'atno moyudo warruok manyien.
Here it talks about the young men. That's level 2 of discipleship.
Oh, kae nuloso kuom woy matin. Mano ondamo mar ariyo el puonj mar loko jube jupuje Nyasaye.
So it talks about little children. Of course, we all start as little children, right? Babes.
Oloso kuom wachako ka nyithindo matindo.
Those are the new believers.
Mago jogo ma onyuol.
They have special needs.
Gin kod dwaro makende.
But when they grow a little older,
ka gidongo matin,
they're the young teens, they're young men.
The joma tindo mapatide ka rawere raweche.
And so he describes them several ways here.
Oloso kuomge endal.
So you see here, first of all, he says, because you are strong. The word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the evil one. So the first thing we really want to focus on here is the hope that God gives us. You know, when we call young men, that means that one day we'll be full men.
Yeah.
Just when they get to that age, you're thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to be an adult soon, you know, I'll be in
charge.
Sometimes as fathers, we just say, well, yeah, just wait a little while, you need to grow some more.
So
that's the hope. It brings inspiration.
Mana egeno makelo. Makelo geno makelo geno makelo ngeyo.
We have a second principle that we're focusing. So the first one is hope. The second one is choice.
Mokwongo en geno, mar ariyo en yero. Yero.
And this is based on the words, because you are strong.
Maendi oktenore kubwach mawacho ne un kod teko.
And it's focusing around the words that we believe what we choose.
Oloso kuom wach ma
The third one talks about the word of God abiding in us, and that's how we're going to get strength from God's word. And the fourth one talks about overcoming the evil one, being a conqueror.
I'm going to
describe light over darkness. Okay, so the first one here, you have in your notes, number one.
Watch my notes, Nikanyo.
Hope makes it so you never need to give up.
Geno mio ok chunyi jogi.
You never need to give up.
Geno mio chunyi ok jogi. Mine number chiel inulingindik never need to give up. That's kamanono. Never need to give up.
By the way, right now, what I'm doing is introducing the four principles by the way God wants to make us strong. Hope is number one. Choice is number two. You never need to be a victim. Never need to be a victim. Number three.
That's no indicate. Never be a victim.
Number three is the word of God. It says never fight alone.
Number three, watch on it. Do kick it out. Kick it candy. Yeah.
Never fight alone.
Kick it candy.
And number four, conqueror. Never have to lose.
Number one, ne kick iweloi. Never have to lose. Kick iweloi.
So these are the four principles that we will first discuss based on 1 John
2:14. And
then afterwards, starting tomorrow, we're going to take these four principles and show you how it works with the hardest things we face in life. So today with our four messages, we're focusing on one message, each principle. Now tomorrow, we're going to start discussing some hard things. What are those hard things? Maybe anger? Maybe lust? Maybe worry? Discouragement? Pride? These are just some. But I'm going to take those principles and show you how it works for each one. You see, when we become a believer, God is changing our insides. So when he says that we don't have to worry, he's going to give us peace. When he takes away pride, he's going to give us humility. We're going to replace lust with contentment. Replace anger with patience. And with depression, discouragement, we're going to replace it with hope. You see the change? You know, sometimes we want more power in our ministry. We want God to speak to us. We want God to help us in our marriage. We want God in our finances. This is the way.
Mind you.
And I'll show you why. Most people can't get the connection because we're not taught. But when we know this, we can grow. I was frustrated with different kinds of sins in my life that just held me back and kept my ministry from growing. I had to deal with all these. And God wants us to deal with all of them for His glory.